USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The possibility of many Americans receiving additional stimulus payments is up in the air after Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocked a vote on legislation that would increase those direct payments to $2,000. Senator Bernie Sanders says he believes the president is correct in saying that the $600 payment isn't enough. The Vermont Independent tells Fox News that he'll continue to fight for $2,000.
I think he is correct in saying that we are living in a terrible, terrible economic moment for tens of millions of working class families. We fought very hard to get the $600 direct payment. Trump is right in saying that's not enough. We need to go to $2,000. I didn't say he was a visionary. He's right on this issue.
With the rejection of that bill, the extra stimulus payments are not likely to be taken up again until the new Congress is seated on January 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The United States Census will not be delivered on time. Census officials said Wednesday that they will be unable to deliver population numbers by the end of the year for the first time since Congress gave the agency a deadline 40 years ago. In a statement, the agency said it plans to deliver a complete and accurate state population count for apportionment in early 2021. The agency indicated in its statement that it's working to correct errors that may affect the census's accuracy. Senator Josh Hawley says he will challenge Joe Biden's electoral victory in Pennsylvania, forcing Congress to debate on the results of the presidential election in at least one state. The Missouri Republicans' challenge to the results are likely to delay certification of the Electoral College's vote when Congress meets in a joint session on January 6th. The Trump campaign also has two petitions before the Supreme Court challenging results in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, though there has been no indication yet whether the court will hear either case. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A prominent retailer is apologizing for tweeting at a U.S. senator. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A Walmart spokesman says a tweet from the company's official Twitter account to U.S. Senator Josh Hawley was mistakenly sent on Wednesday. The tweet to the Missouri Republican read, "Go ahead, get your two-hour debate, hashtag sore loser." The tweet has since been deleted from Walmart's Twitter account. Hawley, who said he would raise objections next week when Congress meets to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's win in the 2020 election, responded to the Bentonville-based retailer from his own account. "Thanks, Walmart, for your insulting condescension. Now that you've insulted 75 million Americans, will you at least apologize for using slave labor?" the Missouri senator tweeted. A Walmart spokesman saying on Wednesday that the tweet was mistakenly posted by an employee on the social media team. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And federal officials with Operation Warp Speed provided an update Wednesday on the status of another coronavirus vaccine. The shot developed by British drug maker AstraZeneca is in late-stage trials in the United States, with initial data expected within weeks. The vaccine was approved on Wednesday for use in the UK. Operation Warp Speed's chief medical advisor, Dr. Manceslawi, says AstraZeneca's vaccine is likely to be approved for use in the U.S. in April. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.